We have here a Gemara in Saita, which is a pretty famous Gemara. Rashi brings it in Chumash, doesn't bring the whole Gemara. The Gemara says it's to read it inside. Amar Rav Shimon Chasida, Yosef Kiddush Shem Shemayim B'Seiser. Yosef did this tremendous Kiddush Shemayim that, though it was B'Seiser. So Rashi explains that he was in an erva and he controlled himself. So it's interesting, Sam, just, you know, agav, that there is such a thing called the Kiddush Shem Shemayim B'Seiser. Many people think that's a contradiction. People think the word Kiddush Shem Shemayim means people know about it. The Yosef's whole thing is no one knew about it. It was totally secret. If anything, the people were under the impression that he was Nichshol, right? She went ahead and she told everyone that he was Mezana with her. But it's called the Kiddush Shem Shemayim. There's such a thing called intrinsic. It's not a difference. It's irrelevant what people think. It's in reality what happened. So in reality, Yosef did a mitzvah of Kiddush Shem Shemayim. Right? It's an interesting stam. It's an interesting yisoid. It's not the shmooze, but it's interesting yisoid that a person can do something with no one around, privately, and besides the mitzvah, whatever he's doing, he's mekayim a mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem. Right? So Yosef did the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem, even though no one knew about it. So because of that, he got an added a letter from Hashem's name. The Gemara says, I chopped off the Gemara before, I apologize, because Yosef was called Yeho, there was a hay was added. There's a pasuk, let me find the pasuk. The pasuk is Adis be Yehosef, Shemo. So he's called Yehosef, and that's referring to pasuk in Tehillim, it's referring to Yosef. So the hay was added to Yosef's name, because he was Mekayim Shem Shemayim. Okay, then Yehuda has a whole name. Okay, that's not for here. We're not doing about Yehuda. Yosef Mai, Tiksiv Ayiva Yom Ahuva Yavo Abayis Lasos Melachto. Omer Rav Yechanam Elamei Shishnem Devar Aveira Nitzchamnu. Both of them, Yosef also had intentions when he came in to do the Aveira. Vayavo Abayis Lasos Melachto Rav Shmuel. Chanamer Lasos Melachto Mash. One says Yosef came in to do his work. Chanamer Lasos Sarchov. He came in, Rashi says, to have Tashmish with her. Danish Miyanche Bayas, okay, how come there was no one there? Because it was their holiday, because we can skip. So then it says that she grabbed onto him, so three lines in the bottom. Yosef's father, this Yaakov, peered them, he saw him in the window. Amar Yosef, Asidim Achicha, your brothers are in the future, Shitwa Amne Eifold, they're going to be written on the Urim and Tumim, the breastplate of the Kohen Gadol, Ata Beneim, and you're supposed to be there. As it stands now, you're supposed to be part of them. Ritzayincha, Shimcha, Shimcha, you want, you should be erased, Mi Beneim, Fitzikore, and instead you'll be called Raya Zainos, as is a Pasuk, and that's why basically Yosef stopped. Just Pashipshan the Gemara before any shmooze. The Gemara sounds very strange. The Gemara is trying to explain. The Gemara brings that Yosef is called Yehosef because he did a Kiddush Shemayim B'Seiser. And then it says, what's the example? Yosef Mai. And it says this thing. The description of Yosef Mai, if anything, doesn't seem to point out why Yosef was such an amazing Kiddush Hashem. If anything, the Yosef Mai is making Yosef look bad. First it's Yosef Mai, and the immediate line, Milamed Shishneim Nidvar Aveira. That's the Yosef Mai. That's the Yosef Kiddush Hashem. He was Mechavein Hashem Aveira. Except that a naze happened and Demus Diukno came. So what's the great, you know, if anything, this seems to, this whole Gemara, if anything, is lowering the esteem of Yosef. You read the Chumash Kipshuto, it looks like Yosef was a tzaddik. He went ahead constantly and controlled himself. And here, the Gemara sounds like it's putting Yosef down. And this is, the Gemara is saying this to explain how was Yosef a Kiddush Hashem. So this is not the shmooze, but just Pashup Shah and the Chazal, the way basically the Mephorshim explain it. I don't remember where I saw this, but I believe I saw this in numerous places, that Yosef was obviously the super, super tzaddik. The fact that Yosef had a Havamina, right? It's a Chafetz Chaim Shmuz. If he had a Havamina, so to speak, that he was Melamed, he was going to do the Aveira, it shows it was a good Havamina, meaning that Yosef was planning on doing the Aveira. The only possible explanation could be that the pressure day after day, week after week, I don't know how long it was, and they eventually wore him down. And it was almost in the realm of an Aynes Rachmana Patre. Maybe it was in the realm of Aynes Rachmana Patre. We do not find anywhere, as far as I know, that there was a Tfiyah on Yosef, that he had intentions, and he even came to the house, Laso Sarchov. That was pure, he was a pure Aynes. That Yosef was an Aynes, he was at a certain point, the Taiva got such day after day, week after week, that at some point he had no control anymore. It's like I gave the muscle, you're holding a weight. So a normal person can pick up a weight. You pick up 10 pounds. No problem. But if you have to hold it for 5 hours, it becomes breaking, you can't hold it. And at some point it breaks your back. You can't continue it if you hold it. 5 hours, 10 hours, 20 hours, 30 hours, 40 hours, even if it's something that physically you can do. So that's what the Gemara is saying. Yosef, my, what was the great sitkus of Yosef? That here Yosef had this amazingly horny sayin, that even with all his gevura and all the times he told her, no, 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 it got to a point that it was humanly impossible, and therefore he just had to give in, and even so, he still didn't give in. In such a difficult nisayon, how did he not give in? Because the Mus Yukna Shoavis. Again, also, what's the big deal? So again, even on that, this two pshatim. The simple pshat is that it was the Mus Yukna Shoavis, but Gufa, that the reason why he was zeicha to that siyata d'shmaya is because he deserved it. It wasn't, not every, you know, because he did whatever he could do, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu helped him out. And he took a tremendous godliness, even with the Demus Yukna Oshoaviv, to control himself. Other people, I saw this shot, is that it wasn't a nice Demus Yukna Oshoaviv. He did it himself. You know, he realized that he needed that extra Hisiris. So he went ahead and envisioned that his father was here. Not that his father really was there, but he envisioned it and envisioned what his father would say to make it the most emotional as possible. But either way, so we're dealing here, that's Pashup Shah and the Chazal, that we're dealing here with the most hardest humanly possible Nisayan, that even a Yosef HaTzadik, at some point he, so to speak, cracked, and he's, okay, that's it, I can't, it's humanly impossible, I can't, I give up. So what we have here is a very, very important lesson in that Yosef at the Maisa with such a tremendous Yetzara didn't do it. So the Medrash, the Chazal is teaching you what you should say to yourself when you have the hardest Nisayin. In other words, these are the type of Chazals that we loved. And if you want to learn Musar, you know, when the Chazals say black and white, this is what the others did. This is what they spoke to the Yetzirah. They said this and this. You know, instead of having to make a diuk and a kvetch, it's black and white. Yosef has this unbelievable nisayon. He can't control himself. What does he do to control himself? He tells himself the following message. So that means that this is the message. When a person has a nisayon that is, he feels he can't control himself, the message, what are you supposed to do? You tell yourself this message, as much as you can possibly do. If you can't get to, so you say it to yourself, and the message you say, and that's what gives you the ability to control yourself. So we have to analyze the message. So what was the message? So the first part sounds very simple. Something, what is it to Musti Yukno Show of it say? Right? That's amazing. In other words, you are great. You're a tzaddik. You have such potential. If you pass this test, you're gonna be on the Avnei Eifeld. You're gonna be the world's, the Shiftei Ka. Hashem, you know, that's the highest madrega possible. So this is what we always, you know, you build up the positive, the potential of the schus that you have if you conquer the Eitz Sahara. You have the opportunity to be the Gadol Ador, the Tzaddik Ador, the whole world is saved in Europe because of you, whatever. So he's building up. Well, look what you are. You're Avnei Eifel. We have other in the Medrash, other things they said to him that you can have nevuahs. This. So there's the one half, which is definitely something that we always say. Is you want to convince a person not to do an Aveira, you show them, look what you're going to give up for that Aveira. You know, is it worth it to give up to the Avnei Eifeld? To give up to be the Shiftei Kah? Okay, that's fine. That's pretty standard. You know, that's what it says, but it's pretty standard. Okay, then it says, Ritzaincha Sheyimcha Shimcha Beinei V'tikari Raya Zayin. Says, if you do the Aveira, so what's going to happen? You're going to be called the Raya Zionist. So this sounds, somehow, this doesn't sound like what they would say in Chafetz Chaim. I don't know. Right? In other words, the first half, yeah, sounds right. This is exactly, you know, what we would say in a typical Musa Shmuz. You go ahead, oh, you have the potential to be the Gadol Ador, the Godless Adam. But that, and if you do the Aveira, you know what it's going to be? That's it. Finish. Kapoop. Raya Zionist. You know, it doesn't even sound Mistavra. Yosef, at this point, is Ata Imoem, right? Ata Imoem means at this point, you're way up there. You're the world's greatest tzaddik. Now you have this tremendously difficult Nisayan. So, you know, we always say, okay, a person's nikshal, it's a very hard nisayin, Kosh Baruch Hu understands, you know, from Saira Agra, so it was a very hard test, and you can always do tshuva, and you can always bounce back, and there's this is so harsh. You're Atayimoyim, right now, you're all the way up there in Shemayim, you're the world's greatest tzaddik, but you know what? If you do this Aveira, finish. Raya Zionist. Right? That's not what we would say. We would just say, get the guy depressed. You don't get the guy depressed. You want to go ahead and tell him, you know, forget it. It's a very hard Nisayan. It was almost impossible to pass. We said it's almost humanly impossible to pass. That's why we said from the beginning. So you nixu with a very hard nisayin. So, you know, okay, so people nixu, we have hard nisayinis. People do averis. How, you know, and you do tshuva and everything. So apparently, I think it's a very big insight that obviously this is the right message. We don't say it. So it all depends when. Meaning like this. If after the fact, if a person was nixu, so of course you don't go over to the guy and say, okay, buddy, you're Raya Zionist, you're finished. Then you have to go over to him and to yourself and say, listen, it's a very, very hard nisayin. Just because I was nikshel doesn't make me into a bad person. I tried so hard. And Rabbi Trapper, you say that you get scarred for all the trying, even if you fail. Rabbi Trapper used to always say, even if the guy fails at the end, but for all the always effort before he failed, you get scarred. So you're mamish at tzaddik for trying so hard, and and you get tremendous credit for that. And okay, if you were nitchel, you have to understand it was a very hard nisayin, and there's always tshuva, and Be'ez Hashem, you'll do tshuva, and I'm sure you'll do tshuva. But that's all after the fact. But before the fact, we have to realize that the other side could also be true. It does sometimes happen. It's not crazy that a person can be nichshol and that's it. And a person, it's shayach the fact, it's shayach. I don't say it's necessary, it's not mukhruch, but it's shayach that a person can be on a madrega of Yosef HaTzadik, where va'ata imohem, and he does one aveira because he's under a tremendous, tremendous type yetzara, which is almost humanly impossible to control. And it sets him up because there's a concept of aveira, goreres aveira, and it's a And the end result is he ends up Roya Zainus. And 20 years later, you point to it and you say, what happened? He was so good. He was such an amazing guy. And you say, you know, you say the Hebrew date, of course. Yud Tes Kislev, Tavshin, whatever, Ayin, hey, that was it. That was the day. There it is. That's the point. It's in the realm of possibility. So that before the fact, before your nichshol, you, when Yosef wants to be mizareis himself, he says, the potential is there. Obviously, I can stop it. I can do tshuva. But tshuva is not necessary. Not guaranteed that a person does tshuva. And it's not easy to stop yourself once you start sliding. So I have to realize that there's in the realm of possibility, it's not crazy. It's in the realm of possibility that if I do this aveira, I can go down from Atimoem, Atabeneem, being right now I'm deserving to be on the Avnei Eifod, and I'll end up, maybe not immediately, I don't believe, I think it'd be too radical of a chiddush to say that that happens immediately, but, you know, and in 20 years from now, I'll end up the Yosef Roya Zainus, and it all starts from now. So what you have here is the proper thing to tell ourselves before we're nichshol in aveiros. Or even if we're nichshol once, before we're nichshol the second time. Right? There's obviously on the past, we're not supposed to get depressed. And we're supposed to, we have all kinds of tricks that we learn how to get out of the depression. But for the future, we have to be realistic. We have to know that it is true. You know, sometimes, it's like you go in high school, and every sugya, the Rebbe says before the sugya, okay, we're starting a new sugya today. For all the guys who hasn't learned till now, today we can start a new leaf. Now, that's very good. But what happens is you get one person sitting there and says, every other sugya says, start a new leaf. So I'll wait till the next sugya and I'll start a new leaf. At some point, it's not mukhruch. At some point, there's a possibility you missed it this time. You might have missed it. It's the danger. There's an inherent danger in the system of the yeshiva that we go ahead and we're always, because we're so worried, rightfully so, of getting down, which was definitely the yeshiva shita, that we're worried about getting down because we are nichshol and aveiros, we do things we shouldn't do, and we're worried about getting down, and therefore we're always focusing on how such a hard nisayin, and it's in Kindu Tshuva, and we're always focusing on the positive, that we forget sometimes the other side, that there is a potential, it's a possibility, that sometimes making a wrong decision can have major, major effects. So therefore, before when we still have a Bechira, and we didn't make the wrong decision yet, and we're standing beforehand, The proper way to fight a nisayon when you're having a nisayon is to sell yourself both sides of what Yossi said. Baruch Hashem, right now I'm at tzaddik, right now I'm in yeshiva, I'm learning, I'm doing well, I'm in like the equivalency of being on the Avnei Eifod, and if I keep this up, I'll be amazing, I'm doing a Kiddush Hashem now, and I have a potential of throwing everything away if Chas V'Shalom I'm nichshol. That stark, you know, it's a great divine. This action could be, it's within the realm of possibility, that this action could be the great divider of my life. That this could be the determination of whether I'm a tzaddik or a rasha. And it could be, sometimes it does happen, it's not crazy. And it happens, you see it sometimes in people, that you can point to one action, see, that's when he either, that was a decisive action. So as a motivation before the fact, this is very beneficial. I wanted to just read the Alsha because it's almost the same point in how one can motivate oneself, tell yourself. He's over here on the same, came out on the same pasuk, but he has a long shot, and I don't have time to go into it. It's not really relevant. But he's talking about with Yosef. He says, so let's just read the Alshach here. Derech ha-yetzahara lovo tchila ke-helech v'orech, like a guess. V'im yosef resayno pamoshtayim, and if you desire, and it's your choice to do it or not, and if you decide to do it, ye'osa ba'al bayis, then the yetzahara becomes the master. And then he's going to make you do the Aveira Bal Korcho. Kikanu b'chazaka. In other words, you have to realize that at some point, you know, what's he saying? He's saying, a person does an Aveira. Now he has Bechira. He doesn't have to do the Aveira. But there's a danger that after you choose a few times to do the Aveira, then it's Bal Korcho. Now Bal Korcho doesn't mean that you're totally onus. You can still stop it. But Bal Korcho means that you don't even want to do it, and you're just doing it because you're being forced by your Yetzer. Now, you could stop it, but it's hard. And what does that mean? And it's a tremendous error. It means we see a guy being nichshol in aveiros. You see a guy who's every day going on pornography, and every day he's doing the Playboy, and every day he's whatever he's doing. So at least we think that, you know, on one hand, okay, we feel bad for the poor guy. He doesn't have his ruchnis. But part of us is a shtickle jowis, you know, poor guy. But he's every day he's enjoying that pleasure. And what the Alshich is saying is that's not true. Is that the first two times or three times, whatever, he enjoyed it. Because that's why he did it. But after a while, people stop enjoying it. The novelty runs off, the thrill runs off, the pleasure goes away. And the reason why he's doing it every day is not, it's fakir, it's bal korcho. He doesn't want to do it anymore. If you would ask him, do you want to do this? The first few times he said yes. But the third or fourth time he doesn't want to do it anymore. But he's doing it bal korcho. It's a tremendous to hear. It's that he's not doing it for the pleasure anymore. We're not talking about the guy did tshuva. Fakir, he did it. We're talking about the Auschwitz swam out a guy who's not doing tshuva. He went ahead and he did it the first time. Yeah, because why not? It's fun. Second time, why not? It's fun. And then after that, I'm not doing it because it's fun, right? And it's a simple mushroom, a guy smoking, right? A guy smoking. Why do people start smoking? Obviously, anyone who starts smoking, he thinks it's fun. No one's forced into smoking. But you go over to an adult who's a 25-year-old or even less and who's smoking, and you say, why are you smoking? He's not going to say, because it's fun. He's not smoking because it's fun. He wishes he wasn't smoking. He's going to say, I'm smoking because I have no choice. It's bal korcho. Now, the truth is, the guy could stop it, whatever, but it's very, very hard. So the guy's, what happens is you start with something because it's fun, but you end up doing it because it's bal korcho. And that's what the Alshuch is saying is by every Yesahara is that way. The beginning is fun, but the end is nothing to do with fun. The end is you become an Eved to that Taiva. And I don't want to use the word addiction because that's maybe too strong, because addiction would make it sound like you can't get out of it, and it's not really, we believe you could get out of it, obviously, and it's not addictions. You have to go to special, you have to go to special therapy, whatever. We don't think it's that strong, but it's when a person, when you see a person who has been nichshol numerous times, you don't be jealous of him. He's not enjoying it because the thrill is over. After a few times, the pleasure is almost over. Now he's doing it, and he's unhappy even when he's doing it. He's unhappy because he knows that he's just doing it because he can't help himself, which is maybe a mistake, but it's how he feels. So what comes out is that when a person has a taiva to do an aveira, the message to tell yourself is to hear before the fact. Look at the two extremes. On one end, if I pass the Nisayin, I'll be on the Avnei Eifel. I'll be a tzaddik. I'll be Mekadesh Shem Shemayim B'Seser, even if no one knows, but it's a tremendous mitzvah. It's a tremendous, to have a Nisayin, a strong Nisayin, and pass it. Rabbi Trapper used to always quote Rashi in Kedushin, says, Einach HaMitzvah G'dayna Mizu. It's the greatest mitzvah in the Torah to go ahead and control your Yetzirah. So that it's a tremendous mitzvah. So on one hand, you point out the positive. I have such a the positive. On the other hand, if it's before the fact, then you have to point out the negative. And if I do the aveira, there's who knows what kind of terrible things. First of all, I could end up becoming, it could drag me down to who knows where. It could bring me down to Raya Zainas. And it could get me into what we say, like an addiction, where I'll end up doing the Aveira, even I don't even want to do the Aveira. I'll just end up doing it Bal Korcho, and I'll have the worst of everything. I'll be doing the Aveira and being miserable about it and still doing it. Which, you know, it's like, at least if you're doing Aveira, at least you should enjoy it, but so to speak. But no, I'll be doing the Aveira Bal Korcho. I'll be doing it and not even enjoying it. Right? Don't mean you should enjoy Averis, but you know, at least the person wouldn't be so suffering. So by focusing on those two factors, on one hand, the positive bracha that you have by passing, and all the negative ramifications that could come about by being nichshol, so that can definitely help the person. That's the formula that the Torah is telling you, the Gemara and Sotah is telling you, this is a formula one's supposed to use to help one overcome the Yetzer Hara.